Pakistan has declared a staff member of the Indian High Commission in Islamabad persona non grata for engaging in activities inconsistent with his privileged status. The diplomat has been given 24 hours to leave the country, according to a press release issued by the Foreign Office late Wednesday night. High volume emoji, PR no, 1 keycap emoji, 4 keycap emoji, 7 keycap emoji, / 2 keycap emoji, 0 keycap emoji, 2 keycap emoji, 5 keycap emoji, 5 keycap emoji. A staff member of the Indian High Commission, Islamabad, declared persona non grata. pa.twitter.com/h6quilwuni. Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Pakistan, at Foreign Office PK, May 21, 2025. The Indian Chargé d'Affaires was summoned to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs to communicate the decision. Pakistan reiterated that no diplomat or staff member of the Indian High Commission should misuse their privileges and status in any manner. The development comes hours after India declared a Pakistani official posted at the Pakistan High Commission in New Delhi persona non grata for similar reasons. Read more. https://tribune.com.park/story/254719/India orders, another PAK diplomat to leave country. The Indian government issued a statement demanding that the Pakistani official leave within 24 hours, reinforcing its call for diplomats to refrain from activities beyond their official duties. A demarche was also delivered to Pakistan's Chargé d'Affaires, urging him to ensure that Pakistani diplomats in India do not misuse their status. Earlier, a suicide attack targeting a school bus in Huzdar, Balochistan, resulted in the martyrdom of at least 5 individuals, including 3 school children. Several others were injured when an explosive-laden vehicle rammed into the bus carrying students to the Army Public School, APS, in the Huzdar cantonment. The vehicle, according to the bomb disposal squad, was rigged with more than 30 kilograms of explosives. The military's media wing, ISPR, blamed India and its proxies in Balochistan for orchestrating the attack. ISPR accused India of using proxies to destabilize Pakistan, particularly in Balochistan and Khyber Pakhtunkhwa. Read more. https://tribune.com.park/story/254719/suicide-bomber-targets-school-bus in Huzdar. Balochistan's Chief Minister Sarfraz Bukhti condemned the assault, describing it as a brutal act targeting innocent children. He linked the attack to Indian proxies using Afghanistan as a launch pad, accusing India of supporting separatist insurgency groups in the region. Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif, along with military leaders, visited Quetta for an emergency briefing. The Prime Minister condemned the attack and expressed condolences to the victims' families. He vowed to bring those responsible to justice and called for further investigation into the involvement of Indian-backed proxies in the attack.